You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, what's happening on the rest of the continent? Crystal, we were talking a little earlier on the show about, I don't know, a perception of anti-democratic practices in a number of states across the continent. And certainly this latest example from Tanzania might be part of creating that view.
Good morning, Bugani. I think there's definitely some practices that we can define as undemocratic. So, for instance, now in Tanzania, MPs have passed amendments to legislation that will give sweeping and excessive powers to a newly appointed government registrar over political parties. So now political parties are angry and say, well, actually cement one-party rule to President Magufuli and the ruling party. So now government has already restricted opposition parties and their rallies and have also detained several MPs. And so now we see these new amendments will give this government-run registrar sweeping powers to deregister political parties and provide for up to a year in jail for anyone engaging in unauthorized, as they call it, civic education. So this would be defined, for instance, like local government, like voter registration. So the country is also having a local government election later this year, and of course a general election next year. And that will certainly curb freedoms of opposition members, and it will effectively, opposition parties say, criminalize political activity. And so now we see, for instance, that the registrar can interfere in the internal matters of any political party, including stripping individuals of party membership and removing them from leadership positions. So it's basically government will decide who runs the EFF. But the Ministry of Justice, who obviously put these amendments forward, say, look, this will simply enhance accountability and transparency and build a democratic country, Bongani.
All right, let's talk to Angola. Just the other day, they were recognizing gays, and now they're about to do the same for Muslims.
Yes, so Islam remains officially unrecognized in Angola, Bongani. And so, of course, the Muslim population, so they continue to face challenges from tough government requirements. Now, Angola has a population of just over 30 million. The majority are Christians and, of course, mainly Catholics. So it's estimated that there's about just under 1 million Muslims. And the Islamic community, although they have their roots in ancient Angola back in the days, the spread of Islam really sort of expanded in the 1990s due to the massive migration from people like countries like Mali, Senegal, and Guinea. But of course, the devastating civil war also had an impact on religion. And so, for instance, the law on religion determines which religion must be recognized by the state. So, for instance, it must have more than 100,000 members. It has to have a presence in over 2/3 of the country. And all religions must submit at least 60,000 signatures to have the congregation legalized. So, of course, Muslim leaders are hopeful with the new political leadership that there will be change. They're optimistic that legislation will also be in favor of them. So, for instance, there's already more than 50 mosques, and the Justice Ministry has also recognized the Supreme Council of Muslims in Angola. So the Muslim community quite hopeful about some changes for them.
All right, Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.